Thank you, thank you. Good morning. The will of the Lord will be done Tuesday. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. Lord, we thank you for what you've given to us, what you share with us, more importantly, that you love us. We praise your name and glorify you. We pray that we will receive a revelation about what our purpose is. Our prayer is going through us in grace and knowledge. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for their vision for the master's call. We pray for the speaker about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray for every prayer warrior and guest that join us here on the master's call. We thank you for our many, many blessings, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We love you and adore you. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. And God loves us all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you and have a great day.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Cynthia, and to our TLC family. Again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. And I thank you for seeing and greeting each and every one of us. Okay, let's try again. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the call again. This is Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'd like to get this call started this morning. So let me give you a little background on this call. This call was founded in October 10 by two very powerful and great women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and on that website, that's where all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And that website is themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages have been archived on this line since the beginning of this call. So if you're needing a message and we're not on, you can always go to receive a message on that website. Excuse me this morning, I'm having a little technical difficulties here, if you just give me a moment. But right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back. I'm going to go ahead and bring forth our speaker this morning because, like I said, I'm having a few technical difficulties. And I'm going to go ahead and bring forth our speaker this morning, and I'll continue the announcements after the speaker has spoken. Well, this morning our speaker is Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister. He's been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He is a senior pastor of an evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He's also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and the president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship services at the Across the Park complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron has led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, and is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Minister Alliances, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife for over 20 years, and his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. So I now welcome to the call our speaker of the hour, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead and take it away.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for the warm introduction. Acknowledging Minister Cynthia Cox. Thank you for greeting Jackie Henderson, Minister, host of the day. God bless you. Acknowledging Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton for the founder of this great call. To my TMC family, to God be the glory. Great things he has done, great things he is yet doing. And we thank God for another day's journey. We ought to be glad about it, excited about it, thanking God about it. Well, I just want to invite your attention to a very familiar scripture found in 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But there is no season in which Thanksgiving is inappropriate. In fact, this subject today, in case you need a subject, is habitual praise and thanksgiving. Habitual praise and thanksgiving. Habitual, you know what that is, right? Habitual. Just can't stop praising. Can't stop. I just have to thank him, amen, for another day's journey. So there is no season in which Thanksgiving is inappropriate. This is the time of year when Americans traditionally pause to express their gratitude to God. The observance started with the Pilgrims at the Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts in December 1621, and it has continued through more than 3.5 centuries. And although celebrations at harvest time were common in other cultures down through history, the American Indians had their green corn, quote-unquote, dance, for example. No people have had more for which to thank God than we do. Foremost, we have the blessing of freedom. Those among us who have lived in other lands and their civil rights have been denied know the true value of liberty. But beyond political and physical freedom, those who know God have a spiritual freedom upon which all other blessings resolve. They know the truth, and it has made them wholly free, John 8:32. For the next few days, there are many opportunities to just give God thanks, and it just happens this time of the year. We get into the mode, thanking God mode, and we have to adjust ourselves. Amen. In a way of not just focusing on the table, but understanding that Thanksgiving is more than just the table. You know what I'm talking about, right? The table where you have the turkey and the dressing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is an attitude. This is a lifestyle. This is a habit, amen, that we ought to have every day. Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. It says here, giving thanks always. In other words, it's the habit again, always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm number 34:1. So it's a habit, amen. And we ought to be about our Father's business, doing what He called us to do with Thanksgiving, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where indeed would we be? Amen. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. So it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. So in other words, instead of saying thanksgiving, we ought to be saying thanks living. Amen. It's a lifestyle. So we need to think thanks living. Amen. Point one says, rest on a firm foundation of faith. Thanks living rests on a firm foundation of faith. The foundation of faith is expressed by four metaphors. In metaphor number one, from daily life, what you walk, the word walk has to do with the manner of life. Christians live as pilgrims in this world, and they walk with God. Number two, a metaphor from agriculture root. The Christian is rooted in Christ. A plant will not grow unless properly rooted in good soil. Through faith, we are rooted in Christ. Number three, a metaphor from construction, in other words, built up. And number four, metaphor from the legal source, in other words, established. The foundation of faith is essential for life. All things must have a good foundation. Building will not stand unless it has a good foundation. Amen. Some footings go as far deep into the ground as the building goes up in the air. So the foundation is so important. So the foundation of faith rests on Christ. Jesus Christ is the only adequate foundation for life. Common element in the four metaphors of faith that Paul uses is Jesus Christ. So they are based on Jesus Christ. The Christian walks in Christ, is rooted in Christ, is built up by Christ, and established in Christ. Christ is the only adequate foundation for life. So things live and rest on the foundation. Amen. We have to be able to stand tall, and because we're rooted and grounded, we are able to do just that. And point two, thanks living exists in a fine functioning of faith. When faith functions through thanks living, it will seek to reproduce the spirit of Christ. We could name people who have dedicated their lives in service to humankind who have shown Christ's spirit of care, concern, and sacrifice. B, when faith functions through thanks living, it will show mercy, kindness, and grace to others as Christ did. As Christians try to reproduce the spirit of Christ, they will also seek to live out the characteristics of Christ. The things that Christ did in the world will become their goals. Joe Martin of Massachusetts had a long and a varied career in politics. He had held a political position until he was in his 80s. He was a Republican floor leader in the House of Representatives, and twice Speaker of the House. He wrote a book entitled My First 50 Years in Politics and closed the book by saying that after years of living with the coldest realities, he still believed that one reaps what one sows and that to sow kindness is the best of all investments. See, when faith functions through thanksgiving, we can have victory over self. We have victory in Jesus Christ, which allows us to live with victory in life. Roger Ward was a race car driver. He won many races, including the Indianapolis 500. He had come out of World War I and learned racing the hard way on the small-town circuits. He would drive two or three times a week, risking his life every lap on poor tracks and abuse its machinery. After one crash, he could not drive for 5 months. He found escape from his tension in alcohol. After meeting a girl he loved, he asked her to marry him. For 4 years, she said no, but finally agreed. He tried hard to make her happy and to lay off the booze. At her suggestion, he began to attend church and to tithe. Soon he found it easier to turn down the drink. One New Year's Eve, a drink was handed to him, and he poured it over a porch railing, saying, "That is that." Later, when he won the Indianapolis 500, a reporter asked him if that race was not his greatest victory. Ward said that it was not. His greatest victory was to know that he had conquered himself, and we can do the same through Jesus Christ. So understand that thanksgiving is a way of life. Amen. So it's not just happens in November that we have the opportunity to give thanks around the table, But this is a lifestyle. This is a habit of praising God and giving thanks. I'm reminded of Luke chapter 17. Of course, you know the story about the lepers. 10 lepers were cleansed, and only one acknowledged the fact that if it had not been for the Lord, amen, he would not have been cleansed. So Jesus said, wasn't it 10? What was it, not 10 that were healed? Were the nine? What happened? But this one leper, he had an attitude. He had the habit. He just learned from an early age, I would use my sanctified imagination, what it means to say thank you. So he turned around and went back and gave God the glory and praise for his healing. So the question is today, do we have the habit of saying thank you? Do we have an attitude of gratitude? Are we giving God the praise even just for another day? So in everything, give thanks. In good times, bad times, sunshine and rain, it doesn't matter the situation or the circumstance. No matter what, we ought to be saying, God, I thank you. Amen. Things could be better, yes. Things could be worse, yes. But Lord, thank you for how things are right now. I know things will be better. Amen. By and by. Amen. So we just say, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Amen. It does not matter if it's snowing. It does not matter if it's raining. It does not matter what the day brings. God, you are worthy of our prayer. You are worthy to be thanked, God, because if it had not been for you, I can't tie my shoes. I can't brush my teeth. I can't put my clothes on. I can't, amen, amen, and would not have food on the table. Thank God for what you have. Amen, amen. We may not have T-bone steak, but thank God for the peanut butter jelly sandwich. Amen. Fried bologna sandwich. Amen. Mayonnaise sandwich. Whatever you have, praise the Lord. We give you thanks, God, for just a little bit to eat. Amen, amen, amen. So the text says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Are you thankful today? Have God done anything for you lately? Amen. Can you just say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. For one more day, I thank you. To be able to open my eyes, thank you. For having legs to walk and ears to hear and eyes to see, thank you. Food on the table, shelter over my head, automobile that works. Come on, somebody. Thank you. And the songwriter said this way, he says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Amen. Now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Give thanks. God bless you. And may God smile upon you. Back to you, host Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word this morning, giving thanks. And we are thankful on this call. And I am thankful this morning that what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. And we shall continue on with this call this morning. And I'll be calling you back shortly for the benediction once we have prayed over our prayer requests and I give you the final announcements. God bless you. Well, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in you, God. We thank you for each and every caller on this call that called in to receive a word from you, God. We thank you for the speaker, and he has taught us, God, that we should be thankful for all things, not just one thing, but thankful in all things. And that we should not take anything for granted, for God is good, and he is forever covering us. He is with us always. God, we thank you for those that have called in this morning and requested prayer this morning. We thank you for our speakers, and we thank you for our founders, God, that founded this call. We thank you for their due diligence to be very forever faithful. We thank you for Artists International, the platform that brought us all together, God. We thank you for their products, God, the best products on this side of heaven that is changing lives every day. in a healthy way and a financial way. God, we thank you for those that called in and requested prayer for the sickness in our bodies, because you said in your word that by your stripes we are healed. So we are lifting everyone up in your name, God, and we know that you will heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And those that are experiencing loss in their families or their friends, God, we ask you to give them peace, peace that only you can provide. God, we thank you for the TMC family for calling in each and every morning, because without them, there would be no call, God. And we thank you for everything that you are doing. We thank you for this Thanksgiving season, God. We shall lift up your name and continually give you praise. And all the praises is due to you, God. We thank you, we praise you, and we cover this call in your blood. In your name, Jesus, amen and amen. Now, I know that men are not perfect, but God is always perfect. And even machines let us down. But we're going to go ahead and continue this call. So when we were giving the announcements this morning, we left off with the website, www.themasterscall.net. And that's where you can hear the anointed, blessed messages from the Lord. They have been archived on this site since the beginning of this call, 2010. And then we have a theme for this year. And glory to God, and thank God for this theme, that in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great, great ministry as a host, such as Minister Cynthia so wonderfully did this morning, or as a greeter and a host as I am doing right now, or if God has dropped a word down in your heart that you wish to share, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And as I said in our prayer, this is a phenomenal company, Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago, is that common thread that has brought us together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products this side of heaven, as Minister Terrell would tell you, to help the world to become healthier and wealthier, changing lives every day. So if you'd like to know more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to the call, and they will be more than happy to share with you. Now, if you are or you know someone that's a T-Mobile or a Metro PC customer and having challenges with getting on the live call or the playback call without being charged by their company, there is a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Follow the prompts, and you will be joined into the call. So please share this information with your team members, your prospects, and you will not be charged for the call. Now, immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call, and it's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It is conducted by a team of great, great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Leadership Tuesday, and our own manager, Alter Mies Wicker, will be hosting that call. So please go over to that call at the end of this call. Well, we'd like to thank our speaker this morning for giving us that wonderful word. First, and I'd like to thank Minister Cynthia Cox for greeting and seating everyone. But first of all, if you'd like to hear the playback for this call from that wonderful Thanksgiving message, that powerful message, you can dial into 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Well, this has been a wonderful day, and I thank you for allowing me to host. And right now, I'm going to bring back to the line that powerful, powerful mouthpiece for the morning, Pastor Everett Thomas, to give us our closing benediction. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, power, provision, prosperity, henceforth, now, and forever. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.